Well, hello everybody, and welcome to St. Mary's Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. All our stories between today and Christmas Day are coming from a book called Unwrapping the Greatest Gift, written by Anne Voskamp. If you love the stories and you'd like to buy the book, check our website for the details. Are you ready to get started and read our first story? Today's story is called The Place Where Love Grows. Once, in the truest story that you have ever heard, his story, which is really your very own story, there was this family, Jesse's family. A family that was like yours, like a tree with branches of these relatives and brothers and sisters, a family that loved each other and hurt each other, forgave each other and failed each other, a family that failed God. And in failing God, they fell away from closeness with God. They failed and fell and were like a fallen tree. Their family was a fallen tree. When their family tree crashed to the ground, it crushed all of their hearts. The stump and all of their days felt utterly hopeless, like their hearts had been cut right out of them. But it happened. The wondrous impossible. It came right out of that chopped down tree. The miracle no one ever dreamed of, except for God. God never stopped dreaming of the miracle, the one he dreamt right from the very beginning, because love never stops dreaming of a way to draw close again. If you slowed and looked very close, you could actually see it coming straight out of that family tree that had been cut right down. A miraculous shoot was springing up out of the stump. A tender green shoot was growing hope again, growing love again. Out of that stump came one tender branch that would grow right into a crown of thorns, a wooden cross, right into a ladder, your ladder, back to God. Out of the stump of Jesse's family tree, out of the stump of every family tree, comes the shoot of Jesus's forever love. Jesus would go to impossible lengths to rescue you. Jesus's love had to get you in a big world. Jesus' love had to come to you in a loud world. Jesus had to break into the world and rescue you with a love that would always wrap safe around you. So Jesus slipped into the world as tiny as a green shoot, as small as a baby. Jesus comes as your little yet big miracle, who whispers to you in a noisy world, right where you are, look for the small glimpses of my love all around you. Look for the child everyone else forgets. Look for the old man no one else remembers. Look for the small broken cracks in the world and in hearts that would be easy to walk right by. And right there, slip in a little word that grows great courage. Miracles happen whenever we speak words that make people stronger. Miracles happen whenever we look for shoots of Jesus's love everywhere, because this grows deep roots in Jesus' love for everyone. Miracles happen in the drawing close to the little people, the least people, and the lonely people, and the lost people, because this is drawing close to Jesus. This is how we all draw love everywhere. Once, even now, there was this family who slowed down and bent down and could see small, wondrous, impossible things. That no stump is ever just a stump. A stump is always just a place for love to grow. This small unfurling of miracles. I wonder, do you know anybody in your life who needs to know God loves them? That's our story for today. We're going to read story number 2 tomorrow. So, night night and sleep tight.